I mean, you talking about as far as me going to the seventh?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just like I said. It was motivation, you know. But I'm always motivated. It's not an extra chip on my shoulder. It's not an extra motivation, you know. Whether I would have went first round pick overall or if I would have went undrafted free agent, you know. That's just how I play. I play aggressive, you know. I always play with a chip on my shoulder, and I always try to play to where one, my team accepts me, but also when I'm on the field, I make plays so we can be in the best position to win the game.
Were you watching your Friday? How difficult was it for you when Friday came and went, and you were still off or on the board, I guess I should say? Did you sleep well, or how did you deal with that?
Yeah, I don't think even Jared Goff slept well, you know, because you never know, you know, if you're going to, where you're going to be picked, you know. So just like I said, just that whole process, you know, I just had to wait it out. You know, I it's not like if a team doesn't call me, I'm saying, oh, well, I'm going to go to this team, this pick anyway, you know. So I just had to wait it out.
Did you watch the whole draft?
Yeah, I did.
Or did you do something else? You watched the whole
draft? Yeah, I watched the whole draft, yeah.
How well do you know Benny?
Benny played with me. Benny, the year Benny left was my freshman year. So I played a whole season with Benny. Me and Benny are pretty close. I told him as soon as I get done with rookie mini camp, he has to take me to get the best Philly cheesesteak down here. So he said he's going to do that for sure. But, yeah, Benny's like a brother.
Why start out a corner over safety?
I just like it. My first natural position, you know. Played there my first 2 years at LSU. Switched over to safety my last 2 years. But it's just my first natural position.
Now, when you came back from the injury, things were kind of set in stone defensively. You had to kind of work into the nickel, which you hadn't really done before. Yeah. Can you talk about that process and what it meant having to go through that?
Well, first things first, being at LSU, you know, coach told me that I wasn't going to get on the field unless I knew what everybody in the secondary was doing, you know. So I had to learn that first before I even got a starting job at cornerback. So once he moved me to nickel, you know, I already kind of knew the system, how the nickel played, where he should be and where he shouldn't be, you know. So just by first good coaching and him telling me what I had to do from day one, being a freshman in the summertime, it kind of helped me a lot.
Was it just the off the field thing that maybe pushed you back a little bit, or did the injury have something to do with that as well?
I mean, I think they both may have played a factor. I don't know, you know, because you got guys who have injuries and guys who have off the field issues. They just different, you know. I don't know.
What was the feedback from when you got checked out at the combine for that?
Everything was clear, you know. Passed all my MRIs. My ankle was strong. Everything.
Jalen, did you feel like you were back to 100%
when I got to the Senior Bowl?
Yep.
That was the time I really felt I was 100%.
Dan, you said about being here, and no matter whether you're picked the second or seventh round, you're still going to try your hardest. But do you feel as though teams are more prone to keep guys or second rounders, give them more of a chance? So, I mean, looking back upon that, then do you feel any bitterness towards the fact that, you know, maybe your opportunity isn't as good had you been drafted in the second round?
All I can say is all I can do is outwork the guy in front of me. You know, as long as I do that and the coaches see that and my production is high, you know, everything's going to take care of itself. I can't say if a guy's second round, he's going to stay longer than me who I went in seventh round. You know, I can't say that. All I can say is I can work harder than the guy who's in front of me, whoever it is.
You mentioned corner comes a little bit more natural to you. What about your skill set? Do you think makes you better at corner, maybe than safety?
Just being able to know defense, you know, regardless of whatever defense it is. You know, I had two different defensive coordinators at LSU. You know, I had to learn two different defenses, you know, and being able to pick up and learn them fast, you know, that goes, like I said, to my coaching staff, because going in as a freshman, you have to learn it, you know, or you're not going to be able to be on the field. Learning pass concepts, you know, learning the drops of the if we're in a different coverage of the linebackers and the different stunts the DNs have to do, you know. Defense don't really change unless you're going from a 4-3 to a 3-4.
A lot of guys watch the draft. Right. At some point, get frustrated and turn it off.
Right.
Was it difficult at all for you to just keep watching and waiting?
It was frustrating. You know, watching those guys. You know, guys that I know that I'm better than. You know, but I'm pretty sure 100 guys say that they're better than the next guy. You know, just going into the draft and then getting drafted. Like I told him, all I can do is work harder than the guy in front of me. I can't. If a guy can go first round, you have a guy can go seventh round. You know, that doesn't mean a guy who's going first round is going to be the starter or is going to play more, have more playing time. It's going to be the guy who's going to be committed to the team, you know, and just outwork everybody.